is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. In New York State, the governor's race, unusual because the incumbent is an accidental governor. By that, I mean the governor-elected, Andrew Cuomo, resigned under a cloud, and Kathy Hochul, his chosen lieutenant governor from Buffalo, became governor, now running for a full term. I welcome Harry Siegel, a columnist at the New York Daily News and a senior editor at The City, an online journal of The City, to comment on this race, which is getting a great deal of attention because this is a blue state, deep blue state. And the challenger to the incumbent, Lee Zeldin, is from the New York City area. New York City represents a part of the Republican Party that is not successful in New York races, hasn't been for a long time, dating back the 50 years I can reach. The conservative part of the Republican Party has no easy purchase in New York City or its very important electorate. So, Harry, we have the excitement of the polling, but I want to go to the issue that you identify in your daily news column correctly. Crime. Is crime now a centerpiece of Kathy Hochul's campaign? Because Mr. Zeldin has long spoken of it. Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. So, Kathy Hochul, she's the governor of a state with two Democrats for every Republican and an additional independent for every Republican. She raised a lot of money. She cleared the primary field of Letitia James, who looked to be her most significant opponent. She was cruising. Lee Zeldin was the Republican's sacrificial lamb. He is largely aligned with Donald Trump. He's questioned the results of the 2020 election. And he said, crime is the thing. Crime is the only thing. That's been really his drumbeat and his signature issue, not least because he's had two strange crimes happen around him and his family in the course of the campaign, which until the polls started tightening right at the end, were really the only moments of national or widespread statewide exposure that he got. But in a Glenn Youngkin-like way, he was doing a fairly radical conservative agenda. He's against legal abortion, for instance, although he's reluctantly said, I wouldn't be able to change that as governor, so don't worry about it. He said, I'm going to declare a crime state of emergency. I'm going to fire the Manhattan District Attorney, Alvin Bragg, who's newly elected, has been in office for less than a year. Is that going to solve crime? Is that going to help anything? I have my significant doubts, but that's been his agenda. And it's clear and straightforward enough. There's too much crime and it's bad and things are out of control. Kathy Hochul, on the other hand, trying to run a Rose Garden campaign, not engage at all, only agreeing to one debate, having raised a ton of money. Zeldin, by the way, has had some significant outside money spent on his behalf. Her narrative about crime is blah, 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 blah. It literally simply has not made any sense. It's she was running largely on abortion after the Supreme Court decision. And this was a special election in New York where a Democrat upset and won outside the city. And that seemed like it was going to be the thing. And she hasn't spoken all that much about public safety, cost of living, or any of these other concerns. And because Democrats control the entire state government, they have a supermajority at the moment in both houses of the legislature. They're probably going to lose that in the state Senate because the governor is a Democrat, because no Republican challenger has won a statewide election this century. George Pataki, who ended up serving three terms into this century, was the last Republican there. He was a very moderate, classic Rockefeller Republican, Northeastern type. Lee Zeldin is not that. However, for most people outside the city and in some pockets of the city, this is effectively a referendum on the Democratic incumbent. And are things going in the right direction or the wrong direction? And one big difference between Governor Cuomo, who likes to say he was forced from office, but in fact resigned, and Kathy Hochul, who then picked up that office, is Governor Cuomo had no compunctions about getting involved in New York City business, asserting himself, saying if de Blasio isn't doing the right thing, I'm stepping in. There were state troopers all over the city, which was very weird, as he was asserting himself. Now, Eric Adams is the central figure on stage, and Hochul had hoped to keep him there. It was the same dynamic with immigration, with Biden, by the way, where Adams was performing and everyone else was trying to do as little as possible through the election to avoid doing anything that could appear in attack ads. Very belatedly, Hochul is shifting. She's campaigning more in the city. She's bringing out significant surrogates there. She's talking about public safety and what she's already done. She's criticizing Lee Zeldin's approach and his idea that giving teachers guns is going to keep things safe, which I agree is absurd. But it's awfully late in the game. And the issue for her in part has been that the leaders of the legislature, particularly Carol Hastie, who runs the assembly, is personally very invested in bail reform. And he won't peel that back. Eric Adams, who kept calling on the legislature to doing that and getting dissed by his former colleagues, got the memo from Hochul, presumably, and stopped talking about it to not sound too much like Zeldin. And the result is, I don't think Zeldin's message makes much sense. I don't think it'll work, but it's coherent. I have no idea what Kathy Hochul's message is, other than I'm already here, I'm good enough, why not? And as she is very belatedly, with early voting started, with election day next Tuesday, trying to shift those dynamics and maintain the lead she's had, it'll probably be enough, just given the huge advantages for Democrats in the state and all the money at her disposal. But she looks foolish and weak, and I'm very interested to see, if she holds on, what reckoning Democrats have after this scare, which, by the way, follows all of these statewide referendum going down last year, the Democrats expected to just pass with nobody paying any attention and were voted down in a sign of how much anger is built up, particularly outside of the city at a time when most New York State people and most New York City people say that the state and the city are going in the wrong direction and Democrats are in charge.
Harry, has the governor made any promises that she can be held to about crime in the city, about helping the mayor, about bail reform, about the subways, anything that we can focus on afterwards?
John, the governor is now helping to bring more cops into the subway system and the third surge of this sort the governor and the mayor have announced together this year. Every one of these surges, they treat as though it's a permanent thing and a done deal. And as soon as it's announced, they say it's making a difference, even though that doesn't really show up in the numbers. Each time it's temporary. It's in many ways a press strategy in search of a policing strategy. And it's fundamentally unserious. After the Supreme Court's decision undoing New York's gun laws earlier this year, she brought the legislature back for a special session and they passed new laws, basically recreating the same, almost the same licensing restrictions. One's intended to make sure that there weren't people walking around New York City carrying guns, which seems very reasonable. But that was predictably shut down by a federal judge. That shutdown has now stayed pending an appeal. I suspect this goes back to the Supreme Court and ends up with this new regimen getting knocked down. So again, this is symbolic. She got to hold the press conference and say, we passed the laws to keep New York safe, but those laws are not standing up necessarily to legal scrutiny. I don't expect they will. And the result is that, she's pointing to symbolic measures that just don't relate to what New Yorkers are seeing with their lying eyes. And it's not about what's in the New York Post, Fox News, or the governor and the mayor saying, or what the governor and the mayor are saying. It's people's own observations. This does not seem to be going in the right direction. And there's clearly a good deal of frustration. And for many New Yorkers, I'm not one of them. Hey, how much worse could a Trump supporter be? I'm worried about Zeldin because I think his gun policy makes no sense, because he would take away this congestion pricing program, which I have doubts about. But in the course of that, probably murder the MTA. Put the trains in New York into a permanent decline cycle, and because he has no actual agenda of his own. So we don't know what we'd be getting into. He's just running as, I'm not Hochul, I'm upset about some of the things you are. But I do understand why that's a compelling message to many New Yorkers, and as there is something at least of a rising nationally Republican wave.
Harry Siegel, writing for the New York Daily News about his experience on the New York City subway, which he rides routinely, as I did my 50 years in New York. And if you ride the subways, you have a different understanding of what threat means. And perhaps the governor and the members of the state assembly should ride the subway frequently, and then they would understand without having to be told in a campaign. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.